Hi, everybody. Welcome to the season-ending edition of What You Might Have Missed. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. Well, it's season-ending because the Packers could not handle San Francisco quarterback Colin Kaepernick, and it all started in the first half with the multiple times Kaepernick was able to scramble out of the pocket on pass plays and make big gains for the 49ers. We'll take a look at four different strategies the Packers tried to use in the first half and why, for various reasons, nothing worked. Strategy number one, a straight four-man rush. Now, this is 3rd and 8 from the Packers' 20-yard line in the first quarter, and it's unfortunately a case of two pass rushers not being on the same page. Here's Mike Neal, here's Clay Matthews, and the problem is Matthews is going to take an outside charge while Neal is going to make a spin move to the inside. The problem? That opens up a running lane for Kaepernick to take off for a touchdown that ties the score 7-7. Strategy number two, a spy on the quarterback. Now we're in the middle of the second quarter. It's 3rd and 9 from the Packers 24, and Eric Walden will be the spy on Kaepernick. He's not going to rush the quarterback, keeping an eye on him, but unfortunately, when running back Frank Gore draws Brad Jones away from the play, Walden is out of position on the quarterback, and he takes off for another first down, a third down conversion. And despite a taunting penalty at the end of the play, Kaepernick gets the 49ers in the end zone 2 plays later, and it's 21-14 San Francisco. Strategy number three, the corner blitz. It's late in the second quarter now, and Casey Hayward will blitz off the corner and get a free run at Kaepernick. But he's not able to make the tackle, and you can see the risk of the blitz. Kaepernick just has to run to the same side Hayward came from, and he gets 19 yards, and the 49ers are on the move again. Strategy number four comes just a few plays later, and it's an all-out blitz, or as much of an all-out blitz as the Packers run. On this play, they will send 6 rushers after Kaepernick: Mike Neal, Brad Jones, B.J. Raji, Clay Matthews, Eric Walden, and the 6th rusher is Charles Woodson coming from the left side. What this does is it gives the Packers a matchup they actually like, which is Clay Matthews against a running back in blitz pickup. But when running back LaMichael James goes low and takes out Matthews' legs, that opens up a running lane for Kaepernick. He's off to the races again for 18 yards, another first down. The 49ers kick a field goal at the end of the first half and take a 24-21 lead. As you can see, the Packers tried all kinds of different defenses against Kaepernick in the first half, and nothing really worked. On those 4 scrambles I just showed you, he rushed for 92 of his 107 rushing yards in the first half. The read option runs and other big plays came in the second half, but all the trouble started with that scrambling in the first half. Hope you enjoyed that, folks. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com, and I hope you've enjoyed this segment all season long. We'll see you again down the road.